I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. These words of the Apostle John found in 3 John verse 4 echo today for those who work with young people. In today's world of social media and information overload, knowing and following Jesus' truth and his word is a monumental task for people of any age. Parents and others who love young people know the distraction and challenges that young people face today, and that keeping young people connected to Jesus for a lifetime can seem like a daunting task.
But you are not alone. LCMS Office of National Mission and LCMS Youth Ministry are here to help congregations, schools, and organizations teach and support young people in their everyday life and vocations to walk in the truth. So whether parent, pastor, commission minister, church staff, or volunteer, you play a critical role in the lives of young people, and we are here to help.
Join me, Reverend Mark Kiesling, Juliana Schultz, and staff members of LCMS Youth Ministry for the End Goals podcast. We will be diving into a number of youth ministry issues and topics in congregational youth ministry. I serve as the director of LCMS Youth Ministry for the Office of National Mission. We get to equip congregations and districts to walk along young people through their lives and also be able to work with everyone in Office of National Mission as we focus on making disciples for life.
And I'm Juliana Schultz. I'm a DCE who served in the congregation for over 10 years. And now on the staff, I serve as the program manager for Lutheran Young Adult Corps, an ongoing opportunity for young adults 18 to 26 to serve in urban areas across the country. We are going to be talking about the 7 practices of healthy youth ministry. We get the question, how do I start youth ministry? What should I do in youth ministry? How can I be sure my youth ministry is going to meet that end goal of developing disciples for life? All the time. Our team has formulated 7 practices that we believe are achievable for any congregation, practical, biblical, and based in research.
We're also going to be talking about other resources that are across our synod, those that maybe will help you talk about topics that you find hard to address or could use additional knowledge or perspective as you talk with youth or walk with youth through difficult times or questions. We're going to be starting with some resources and topics that came out of the LCMS Youth Gathering in the summer of 2019. We also hope that you will hear words of encouragement from youth ministry practitioners. We hope that you will join us and find inspiration, direction, and support. For when you are a part of youth ministry, you are doing something extremely valuable for the church and for your teens. We know the task is worth it. God has called you and these youth into his family through baptism. Your ministry with and for them can have a lasting impact today and for eternity. May God bless your work in making disciples of Jesus Christ for life.
We hope you'll join us for End Goals podcast produced by LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find out more about LCMS Youth Ministry or find links to resources mentioned, go to kfuo.org/youthministry.